Our colleague Sean Lee covers India. And earlier this month, she drove out into the Indian countryside to visit a mango farm.
Okay. Yeah, so we're walking through your orchard. Yeah.
She met Deepak Kumar, a third-generation mango farmer in the state of Uttar Pradesh.
He has about 10 acres. The trees were planted about 35 years ago by his grandfather, and it's basically just... They're quite big and majestic trees. As far as you can see, there was a cow lolling around, mooing, a tractor on one side.
Mangoes are huge in India. They're known as the king of fruits. And right now, India is in the middle of mango season, which people look forward to all year. But this year, it's been a disappointment. The country's in the grip of an extreme heat wave that's now entering its fourth straight month.
It was unseasonably hot. It was the hottest March in 122 years. And then that rolled into April, which rolled into May.
Summers in India are always hot. But this year's heat has been extreme. So extreme that it's practically ruined the mango harvest. Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Kate Linebaugh. It's Tuesday, June 21st. Coming up on the show, how one of the hottest years on record is wrecking India's farm economy.
It can be hard to see the challenges the people we work with are facing. Addressing these invisible struggles can make us and our companies healthier. Join Holly Robinson-Pete on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare.
Mango season in India starts in May. It marks the beginning of the summer.
I really didn't like mangoes before I moved to India, but people just would not stop talking about mangoes. They would just text me and email me about mangoes. Basically, I think, number one, they were really excited about mangoes naturally. Number two, they were trying to instill that kind of excitement in a newcomer. So I got a lot of mango talk when I first arrived here last year.
Eventually, Sean tried them again.
It was like the heavens opened up. I'm telling you, mangoes here are amazing. They're sweet. They're juicy. It was like the food of the gods.
It was a religious moment for you.
Yeah, it was like a religious conversion for me.
In India, mangoes are more important than other fruit.
People put it in shakes. They cook with it.
There are mango drinks and mango desserts. People pickle mangoes and dry them. And mangoes are a national symbol.
The mango leaves are actually used in religious rituals.
The Hindi phrase for an average Joe is Aam Aadmi, which means mango man. With this year's poor harvest, Sean wanted to find out how mango farmers are doing. That's how she ended up talking to the mango farmer Deepak Kumar. Deepak grew up around farming and knows it can be risky business. But that's part of what he likes about the work.
He says it's kind of like a calling because he has the soul of a farmer. Because he said farming is basically like gambling because it's not a salary job, right? Like, you don't have a guaranteed income.
For me, mango farming is like gambling. Everything is unpredictable. If everything goes well, a tree might produce 100 kilos of mangoes. But if it doesn't go well, it might not even give a kilogram. The hope of a good crop makes you feel on top of the world, but a severe loss like this year is disheartening.
You can put in a bunch of work, but a lot of it is sort of, as he said, is in God's hands.
And in a good year, how much can Deepak earn?
In a good year, his mango orchard can produce between maybe about 80,000 to 100,000 pounds of mangoes. And that will clear him a profit of, he says, approximately 9,000. The equivalent of 9,000 US dollars is what he can make in a good year. It's enough to, you know, pay for his son's school fees, to buy clothes, to repair the house. That is the bulk of their income for the year.
So many things for family, yeah. For a house, for clothing.
Yeah, right. So this money is like very, like you need it.
Yeah,
right.
Total family depends on it.
Deepak says the mango harvests for the last few years have been really good. He's had a series of bumper crops. And that's been true for millions of Indian farmers growing all kinds of crops, from wheat to rice. The strength of these recent harvests has also brought about a change in Indian agricultural policy. After decades of focusing on growing enough food to be self-sufficient, the government began trying to export food. And this year, the world was counting on those Indian exports.
After the Russian invasion of Ukraine basically threw the global food supplies into turmoil, the Indian government and government officials were trotting out publicly and saying, you know, we're going to increase our export of wheat. We're going to increase our export of other foods. We are going to feed the world.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the country was ready to help with the world's food supply and that India could start exporting food right away.
This was kind of a very public, proud stance, right? Because they were expecting a bumper crop this year, like India had seen in the past few years. I think it was kind of a point of national pride, in a sense, that they were expecting a really good harvest this year, and therefore they were going to be able to help feed the world, you know, at a time when many other countries needed it.
But then the extreme heat wave hit. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/journal. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Video API, your developers can easily create custom video experiences tailored to your business. Enhance every conversation with live video, whether it's delivering faster tech support, improving customer service, or enabling interactive meetings and events. Unlock the true video potential of your business. Discover how at Vonage.com.
India's heat wave began in March, and it wreaked havoc across a country where 40% of the population relies on agriculture for their livelihood.
North India is in the grip of a searing heat wave.
Experts blame high temperatures driven by climate change.
With temperatures in farming regions hitting almost 120 degrees.
For farmers around India, the heat has been devastating. That's been especially true for mango farmers. This year's harvest is estimated to be 70% smaller than in a regular year. There are a few reasons why the heat has been so bad for mangoes. First, the heat wave started at a critical moment in the growing season, when the mango trees were in bloom and needed to get pollinated. But because of the heat, pollination didn't happen as normal.
And that was mostly because the bees that normally come in droves were not coming. Just way fewer bees than normal.
It's only after a honeybee sits on the flower and moves from one tree to the other that it becomes fertile, grows, and finally takes the shape of a fruit. In the absence of a honeybee, the fruit won't grow.
When Deepak and Sean walked around the orchard, he showed her how the bees had avoided the sun.
And he pointed out that the outside of a lot of the trees that are exposed to direct sunlight, he pointed out that they mostly were devoid of mangoes. They were just leaves, no mangoes. And then he would bring me through the tree branches to closer to the trunk, to the under canopy of the trees. And then you could see the difference, which is the shaded parts of the trees were still full of mangoes.
Inside the canopy mm-hmm. of the tree. But beyond the canopy, over the canopy, you can see that there's no fruit. That's the difference. The fruits we have only inside the canopy.
Once he pointed them out, it was really striking because I went for a walk by myself through the orchard, and basically every tree that was exposed to direct sunlight, every part of the tree that was exposed to sunlight, really had very few mangoes, if at all.
Even when pollination happened, the heat caused more problems. The mangoes just didn't grow. Instead of ripening into full fruit, the mangoes were stunted. They only grew to the size of a pea.
He basically said it looked like they shriveled up and just fell to the ground.
Obviously, we feel bad about the loss. We worked hard for a full year. But after we saw the fruit set, we realized that the harvest is almost over. We realized that what we'll get will only be with God's grace. But definitely, there's no harvest this season.
Because of the disappointing harvest, mango prices have spiked this season, with some varieties fetching twice as much as they used to. Deepak is hoping those higher prices will cover some of his losses. It isn't just the mango harvest that's suffering this year. Other crops, like rice and wheat, have also been hard hit. And for India, the damage to the wheat crop is especially painful.
The state of Punjab is a big wheat-growing area of India. Some farmers there say that their wheat production, their wheat harvest is down about 30%, which is huge, right? Because India is the second biggest wheat producer in the world. And a lot of it is kept domestically to feed the population. It's really had a huge impact on the wheat harvest as well.
The bad wheat harvest has forced the Indian government to backtrack on its promise to help feed the world.
Once the government realized that the heat wave was having a really negative impact on the crops this year, they did a 180 and they abruptly banned wheat exports. They had to preserve the harvest for the domestic population and keep prices under control.
Are there any concerns that the heat wave will hurt the Indian economy overall?
Yeah, so the heat wave and the effect on crops, I think, is compounding issues of inflation that the country is already seeing. And for the normal person, the sort of main pain point for them in terms of inflation is food. So, you know, there's hundreds of millions of people in India who either are poor or are just kind of teetering above the poverty line. And most of their income goes, a big chunk of their income goes towards food. And this is where the heat wave impacting the crops increases food prices and is going to hurt how much people can spend on other things besides food.
And this probably won't be the last time farmers like Deepak get hit. Climate scientists say that heat waves like the one in India are 30 times more likely to occur now than in the past. Deepak worries that one day the heat might force him to stop growing mangoes.
And he said, you know, when I look on the trees, these are trees that my grandfather planted. It's not just my living, it's my family's legacy. You know, that's what I see when I look out on these trees.
If the situation persists, I will be left with no option but to switch to another crop like sugarcane, wheat, or paddy. How long can we survive without money? It will hurt to cut the trees because I'm emotionally attached to them, but there comes a situation when one has to take a decision, when one has to take a step ahead. It will be out of utter helplessness, something which I'll be unhappy with, but I'll be forced to cut them.
The part of gambling that makes you a good gambler is to know when to stop. He knows that farming is gambling, and he knows that there are ups and downs. You know, there are some years when it's hotter than the rest. There are some years when there's more rain than the rest. There are some years that where you get a drought. But he just kept saying that
we've just never seen anything like it. It is so extreme that there's just very little we can do.
For such a problem as rising temperatures, we don't know what to do. We don't have a solution. Actually, we are helpless.
That's all for today, Tuesday, June 21st. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. Special thanks to Vibhuti Agarwal for her reporting on this story. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.